This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve his country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint U.S.-Israeli airstrike targeting country's military and government sites in Tehran. Iranian state media said the country has activated Article 111 of its constitution after Khamenei's death, triggering an emergency leadership arrangement in which a three-member council assumes the supreme leader's powers until a permanent successor is chosen. Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi has been appointed as the jurist member of this interim leadership council. Earlier in the day, Iranian state media said a 40-day state mourning was declared in the country following the killing of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei yesterday. Iran's chief of the army staff, General Abdul Rahim Mousavi, and defense minister, General Aziz Nasirzadeh, were also killed in the attack. On the other hand, Iran has vowed to avenge the killings of its supreme leader and launched fresh attacks on U.S. and Israel bases across the West Asia region. Tehran conducted strikes at Dubai, Doha, Bahrain, and Kuwait in retaliation of the U.S.-Israeli attacks. The UAE Ministry of Defense said the country's Air Force and Air Defense Forces have successfully intercepted and destroyed 137 ballistic missiles and 209 drones launched towards its territory since the start of the Iranian attack. Two people have been injured so far. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, warned Tehran that America will hit them harder if Iran continued their attacks. External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, including UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation. A total of 350 flights operated by Indian domestic carriers have been cancelled today due to geopolitical developments in the West Asia. Ministry of Civil Aviation has advised passengers to check their flight status with the concerned airlines and remain in close coordination with them for any required assistance. Central Board of Secondary Education has decided to postpone the Class 10 and Class 12th examination scheduled to be held tomorrow in the West Asia region. The new dates will be announced later. Large-scale condolence meetings and protests took place across several countries today following the killing of Iran's supreme leader. In Iran, thousands of people gathered in Tehran, Isfahan and Mashhad to mourn the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In India, massive mourning processions were held across Kargil district in Ladakh. In Pakistan, 10 people have been killed in violent clashes in Karachi after police confronted protesters marching towards the U.S. consulate. Thousands gathered in Skardu, where the United Nations office was set on fire. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an NDA public meeting at Madurai in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Modi said the love people of the state are showering upon him reminds him of the visit to Malaysia last month. He said the affection he received from his Tamil brothers and sisters was exceptional.
Madurai is known for the sweetness of Tamil and the fragrance of Malligaipu. The love you are showering upon me here reminds me of my visit to Malaysia last month. We have already established the Tiruvalluvar chair at the University of Malai.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated, dedicated to the nation, and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu. The projects include three new Akashwani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yerkod, and Vellore. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said today's events mark a proud chapter in Tamil Nadu's development journey. Mr. Modi also launched development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry. In Chhattisgarh, 15 Maoists, including 9 women, surrendered before the police in Mahasamand district today. The surrendered cadres were collectively carrying a reward of 73 lakh rupees on their heads. Among those who laid down arms is a state committee member of the Maoist organization. During the surrender, the Maoists handed over 14 weapons to the police. These include 3 AK-47 rifles, 2 SLRs, 2 Ensign rifles, 4 303 rifles, a 12-bore gun, and other automatic weapons. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, the Super 8 clash of Group 1 between India and West Indies is underway at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Put into bat, West Indies were 3 for no loss in 1.2 overs when reports last came in. India won the toss and opted to bowl first. In another match, South Africa defeated Zimbabwe by 5 wickets in Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.